Many of us don't take good care of ourselves. We're completely drained, run ragged, and exhausted, and yet we still try to give to others. We try to pour from an empty cup. What I'm suggesting is that rather than trying to continually pour from an empty cup, instead, you pour from the overflow. And what I heard recently that I love even more than pouring from the overflow is you pour from the saucer. The only way you're going to have anything in your saucer is if the cup is overflowing. And the only way that your cup is going to overflow is if you fill it. Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching. This is episode 238, Why Self-Care is Not Selfish, It's Self-Preservation. Self-care is not selfish, it's self-preservation. In fact, it's selfless rather than selfish. I was sharing this notion with one of my private clients the other day, and she was like, I don't know what that means. What do you mean by self-preservation? And I said, it means you're preserving your life. You're making sure you stay alive, that you don't die. That is what self-preservation is. Many of us don't take good care of ourselves. We're completely drained, run ragged, and exhausted, and yet we still try to give to others. We try to pour from an empty cup. What I'm suggesting is that rather than trying to continually pour from an empty cup, instead, you pour from the overflow. And what I heard recently that I love even more than pouring from the overflow is you pour from the saucer. The only way you're going to have anything in your saucer is if the cup is overflowing. And the only way that your cup is going to overflow is if you fill it. You cannot expect other people or wait for other people to fill your cup. You have to do it yourself. Now, before I go on to more about self-preservation, I want to give thanks to those who have made the effort to review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, and those who gave me 5 stars on Spotify. For some reason, Apple is the only platform where you can leave a written review. And for those of us non-Apple users, it may seem daunting to figure out how to do it, but it's not. Just Google it. I've done it for other podcasters. And I'm asking you to do that because it helps my podcast to get shared with more people when there are reviews or when they're given stars on Spotify. And if you find this podcast helpful and you think that it would be helpful to others too, then please take a moment to give it a review on Apple or at least tap the 5 stars on Spotify if that's where you listen. I'd really appreciate it. And the countless others who find it because of more reviews will appreciate it too. All right. So one thing I learned after I was in recovery for a while was that it used to be the case that I would go out to the world from a place of lack. I was lacking, which meant I was in need of something. Typically, it was approval from other people, which I didn't know was going on, mind you. I thought that I was just going out to the world because I was a nice, helpful person. And what I realized in recovery was that I was going to the world to get, because I needed to fill a hole, or to use this metaphor of the cup, I needed to fill my cup. I have healthy boundaries now, which means, among other things, I've learned to take care of my own needs. I've learned to engage in consistent self-care, which means I now go to the world from a place of abundance. My cup overflows, so I'm never going to the world to fill some hole. I'm going to the world overflowing to give. And what I have to give is love. And that's because I have filled myself with self-love and self-care. That means I don't need other people's love. I want it, but I don't need it the way that I used to. And what this world needs is more people who go to the world to give love. It doesn't mean you're being selfish when you put yourself first to take good care of yourself. I used to think that it was selfish to put myself first. And of course, that was the worst thing in the world to me, to be a selfish person. The reality is, when you take good care of yourself and you do things to promote your well-being, your mental, physical, and spiritual health, you're contributing to your own life. When you're living well, you'll live a vibrant life, you'll have vitality of life, and the world needs more people who have vitality of life. So you're not just contributing to your own life when you take good care of yourself, you're contributing to the betterment of humanity. When I refer to self-care and self-preservation, what I mean is doing things that go beyond the regular everyday maintenance of your body. Things that promote your self-care. So making sure to have health-promoting foods in your diet, like superfood, not just moving your body regularly, but exercise that builds strength, flexibility, balance, and gets your heart rate up. That is self-preservation. That is promoting your health. Having meaningful social connections with people who are vibrant souls, who give you energy, as opposed to people who drain your energy. It's going to make your life so much more fucking enjoyable if you have vitality of life and are surrounded with people who are vibrant. Getting consistent sleep, like 7 to 8 hours a night, promotes health. In fact, all of these things I'm suggesting are going to make your life so much more enjoyable. And what the world needs is more people who are enjoying their lives. Now, I mentioned sleep a moment ago, and that makes me think of something I heard a priest say a number of years ago, which I thought was a really interesting perspective. And he said, God created us so that we had to connect with God on a regular basis. And he said, that's what sleeping is, and that's what eating is. It's us reconnecting with Source on a very consistent basis. We cannot have a well-lived life when we are consistently depriving ourselves of sleep and delicious, nutritious foods and healthy social connections. In other words, we can't have a well-lived life if we're not continually connecting with the Source, which I happen to call God. Now, again, self-care is not selfish. In fact, it's self-preservation. And I would go so far as to say it's actually preservation of this species. Because if we keep going the way we are, with more and more people with mental health crises and addiction problems and with the obesity rate so high, we're not going to last very long as a species. So self-care, definitely not selfish. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.